Recently, I spoke with Amy O'Rourke, the wife of U.S. Senate candidate Beto O'Rourke. The conversation offers a unique glimpse into what it's like to be married to someone who has vowed to meet voters in all 254 Texas counties as he takes on an incumbent U.S. Senator and one-time presidential candidate, Ted Cruz. I'm Sherry McGinty. I'm here with Amy O'Rourke, candidate O'Rourke's wife, and she's going to make a few comments about the campaign and what it's like being married to a candidate and also a congressman and going back and forth between Washington, D.C. and El Paso, Texas. Amy?
Good afternoon. Nice to be in Houston today. Beto and I drove in this morning from Dallas and are really looking forward to being at this climate summit. And, you know, just one of the many amazing things that we're doing along this campaign trail and getting the chance to travel all over Texas, go to places that I've never been before, taking our kids when we can, and just getting to meet great people and try to do something better for the state and the country. It's been
Well, we appreciate all that you and your family are doing and the sacrifices that you're making. And in fact, this is a 24-hour marathon campaign trip, isn't
it? Right, yeah. Beto's starting a 24-hour live stream tomorrow morning at, I think, 5:15 in the morning. And I'll join him for the majority of the day, and then I'm going to fly back to El Paso in the afternoon. I didn't know if I had the endurance for the full 24 hours.
That's a tough schedule.
Yeah, it is.
It's a very tough schedule. Do you want to tell us a little bit about your family?
Sure. So Beto and I met in 2004 in El Paso. I was passing through town. We were married in 2005 after he was recently had been elected to the city council in El Paso. And so now we have our 11-year-old son, Ulysses, who's in fifth grade, Molly, who's nine in fourth grade, and then our littlest, Henry, is seven in first grade.
Wow. So you've got your hands full.
Yeah, but they're pretty amazing. It's tough to be away from them.
What do you think about the education in the state of Texas?
You know, I think that there are many tremendous examples of incredible schools, incredible teachers, incredible school leaders. I think we can always strive to do better and create opportunities for our young people so that they can get to and through college and have a viable career ahead of them, and we just always need to strive to do better. But it has been really remarkable to be able to see some incredible examples across the state.
If your husband is elected to the Senate, do you have any plans to become active in Washington politics?
You know, we will figure that out when we get there. Right now, it's just focusing on the campaign one day at a time and just trying to win this election.
Sure.
Yeah,
thanks. Thank you so much for your time, Amy.
Of course. Thank you.
Beto O'Rourke is running for the Democratic primary nomination for the U.S. Senate race against incumbent Republican Ted Cruz. Senator Cruz was in the news this week for being the only U.S. Senator to vote against debating the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program on the U.S. Senate floor.
You're listening to The People's News.